China's been investing heavily in Africa for years, but now the economy back home is slowing, the Chinese are less eager to spend. While the country's foreign minister promised to keep the cash flowing, exports from Africa to China have slowed. Some are starting to feel the pinch.
Chinese development helpers at work. They're set to build some 3,500 kilometers of highway in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Add to that rail lines, hospitals, and schools, all in exchange for 10 million tons of copper and 200 tons of cobalt. The massive deal is estimated to be worth over 6 billion euros. But China's appetite for raw materials is cooling. Its economic growth has sunk to just over 6%, the lowest rate since 1990. And Africa is paying a price for the slowdown. The continent's exports to China fell by around 40% last year. Three major African commodities exporters, Angola, the Republic of Congo, and Nigeria, saw their exports to China halved. The falling demand has driven down the price of mineral resources even further on world markets, worsening the situation for African countries. And the outlook is grim. Continuing moderate growth in China and a weak global economy mean demand for Africa's commodities won't reach their previous highs anytime soon.